So this is the first time that Grow Your Business for God's Sake is having breakout sessions. The reason I wanted to do this is one, I have so many incredible people in my community that can literally change the trajectory of your business based on one thing, based on their zone of genius. And simultaneous to that, collectively, you put all that together, oh my goodness, y'all, I'm gonna be needing a wipe off your shoulders before long as you get your vibe and you get your energy and you get your brand and business to the place that I know it can be, because we are all on mission together. And these three breakout speakers are only three. There's more to come. Don't worry. We have incredible breakouts for you. You can check out all of the concepts on the website, growforgod.com. And the entire breakout session is dedicated to growth around their expertise. So, a duo that you better know by now, because Embrace Your Ambition has been such a blessing in my life, and I am such an advocate for theirs. This is their mission, to embrace your ambition. And so you're gonna grow your ambition at this conference. And you're gonna learn what that means connected to your brand, connected to your mic, connected to your message, connected to hashtag all the things. Marcus Black and Ashley Fay. You're gonna hear from both of them in this episode, in their individual episodes that they had on the podcast previously. And of course, Dr. LaTanya Moore. She is gonna be talking about how to grow your economics of prayer. And that might be foreign language to you. And I'm excited about that, because we know we need to be prayer warriors if we are operating as ministers in the marketplace. Because the marketplace ain't church, y'all, but it can be if you show up understanding the economics of prayer. So get ready, get set. I would encourage you to work out during this one, because it's that good. That much energy is coming your way. Enjoy. And don't forget, get your ticket, grow your business for God's sake, growforgod.com. right now, so you can attend their breakout session. You will not regret it, I promise. Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress. And this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Grow your business for God's sake? No, really, I mean it. Grow your business for God's sake. That's right. Business is ministry, and ministry is business. And it's time we take action in this belief and show up in our anointing with fresh fire. This is a cultivation conference. This is an activation conference. I want to see you reap the harvest, the promise that was predestined for you in your purpose and your calling. But you've got to go back to the root in order to do that. Come and let us water you so you can come fully alive and fully free every single day to make the impact you were born to make, so others can also reap the legacy of your harvest forevermore. Let's do this. In Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th, you do not want to miss it. Get your tickets today at growforgod.com. That's right, and that's easy, growforgod.com. Can't wait to see you there. Hug your neck and grow together. Not because you won't, not because the anxiety is keeping you back, but because you can. He's over here. He can't wait to speak. I'm going to be quiet because this is your show. Go.
No, don't say that to me. Oh my goodness. When I hear it, here's the thing. I started working with a mentor and I reached out to him. His name's Trent Shelton. You might know who he is. And one of the first things he was telling me is like, you got to solidify the thing people know you for. So we're working on this training like years ago. I was like, I don't know what my phrase is. I didn't know. And I remember the day it happened. I was filming video content, selfie style. I was at the lake. That's my jam. That's what I do. And I was out there and I said it, and I was talking about how powerful you are. I was talking about the importance of believing in yourself and that you were created for something greater than what you currently experience. And you hear it in my voice. I know you hear it welling up because that's how I feel it. And I said, so stop doubting yourself. Instead, start walking in your greatness because you can. And when I said it, my hair stood up. And in that moment, I felt it. I said, that's it. Like, it wasn't even planned. It just happened and it stuck. And that's because it channels what was inside of me, which has always been told what I couldn't do. You can't do that. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're going to go and be a speaker and inspire the world. You failed public speaking in college. What do you mean? And I'm like, I don't care what you say anymore because you didn't give me my purpose and you cannot take it from me. You didn't put life in my breath and breath in my body. He did. So as long as he has kept me here and he has woke me up, I'm going to tell myself I can, and I'm telling the world they can as well. That's what that means. That's what it comes from. And ooh, as you can tell, I feel it just a little
it's
bit.
It's so good. And I love that it came with the revelation, like you can get up and you can walk in it. And then the parallel of the lame man, it's like so incredibly powerful. There's nothing holding you back except for yourself. And the adversary that you're talking about does exist. And I think a lot of times I've stood in a place where I've been like, not today, Satan. But then I have to self-check myself because is it Satan? Or have I created this monster in my own mind? And it's really just the Tamra of the past trying to hold me back. Because the enemy, sure, is at play 100,000%. And anxiety attacks, definitely. But when I wake up and I don't have that gratitude and I don't have those personal affirmations and I'm not walking in the power and the purpose and the life that God has gifted me, I'm doing that. That's my hand to raise. And so I've got to get in check. I've got to get in line in order for me to stand up and carry my own mat.
I love this. If you can't tell by the look on my face, I'm just like, ah, because personal responsibility is everything. And I say, we made his job easy now. Like, we blaming everything on him and he's sitting with his legs crossed. Like, I ain't doing nothing. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
And he's making my job easy. He's just sitting here and we just blaming everything. Like, that ain't him. That's you.
Yeah.
You got to take control and take personal accountability and responsibility for your actions. Because the creator of heaven and earth said, you can. He said, I've gifted you everything you need by my divine power that pertains to life and godliness. So you got no excuses. So what are you doing? And we just sit and we wallow in it. And he's just sitting there like, I gave you everything. And we take it for granted. I cannot let people do that on my watch.
So first of all, embrace your ambition. So people always ask me about the name because I think some people see ambition maybe as a negative thing. Like what does that mean? And so, it's funny because my podcast is called Embrace Your Ambition Too. And I was writing on things like on the back of the cup. It says embrace your God-given ambition. I was writing it everywhere. And then I thought, what am I going to call my podcast? And I'm like, duh. But for me, it's about saying, okay, God gave me this ambition. It's okay to want more. It's okay to go for this. It's okay to say, I'm not just a mom. I am this other person. I am this entrepreneur. I am this person that wants to change the world and have that ambition and not, you know, feel selfish for it. So that's what it means to me. So last June, not this one, but the one before, a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. In June, I was praying and I felt like God said, I think it's time for you to make a conference. Like, okay. Like at this point, let me just be clear that when God tells me to do something, I get out of the boat. Like that's it. I just get my feet wet because I have realized from every experience I've had with him, if I say yes, beautiful things happen. And if he gave me little, he will give me lots, right? Like if you do well with the little, he will continue to bless you. And so of course I said yes. So I was like calling my sister and Jessica. And I was like, you guys, I'm going to hold a conference. It might just be an AFD meetup. Like who really knows,
but that's okay. They would want to be together.
Like I'm going to do it. And so I found a place in Denver and I'm thinking like, oh, it probably will just be an AFD meetup, but that's fine. I'm still going to be awesome at it. I'm still going to give it everything I have. And then Clubhouse came around and I started meeting these people who like had that ambition too, had that drive outside of AFD. Obviously those girls all do. They're on my page. And I was like, ooh. And then I met Marcus and I was like, would you like to speak in my academy? He said, yes. And then after the academy, I was like, how would you feel about speaking at my conference? I'm in, right? Like, and somehow, yeah, like, I love when we talk about it because we're like, at no point were we like, do you want to go in on this together? It just kind of had, like, it just was known. Like, it just felt right. It felt like God had aligned everything for us to meet and say, we're going to do something, you know, like, we're just going to do it. And so literally days before Denver, I was like, how would you feel about doing another one? Like, Denver hasn't happened.
But I think we need to chat about this.
Yeah. How would you feel about that? And he's like, yeah, I'm in. Where are we going? And I was like, I don't know. What do you think? He's like, how about Dallas? And I was like, okay. And so it just, it was wild. It just was this wild ride, but we just connected so well. And our vision with what we wanted EYA to be aligned. You know, we wanted it to just be this real, raw, emotional thing. And like in Denver, like, when the tickets were so cheap, you guys.
But they were.
I didn't know. She's got counsel
since then. She has counsel since then. It's an investment. It's a business investment to throw a first conference. I know. I'm learning quickly.
And so I didn't know what I was doing. Like, let's just be real. I didn't, but I felt God. Like, I literally just felt like I was just going to do what he said. And that was just how I was going to run it. I was so tired the entire weekend because I was literally doing everything. I'm not allowed to do everything in Dallas, you guys. They already told me I don't get a walkie-talkie.
Like, I don't get You're not on the mic. You don't need to know what's going on in the back channel. Yeah. It will be so much more peaceful for you.
Yeah, so it'll be a different experience for me. But all I can describe what EYA, like, I didn't know how it was going to go. I knew I wanted it to be faith-driven. I knew I wanted to help with mindset. I wanted to help in business, but I knew I wanted God in there. And you guys, he just showed up in Denver. Like, all I can describe it is real and raw because it was not perfect, but it had purpose. And I think that was a beautiful thing that I was seeing us just be people. You know, we got up there and we bared our soul and it was just a beautiful thing. And you felt God in every single speaker. I mean, there's no way that you didn't. And it was just, and that's the best compliment I've gotten too, is like, I felt God, or I accepted God in that moment. And
identity is honestly the premise of everything. And I'm sure it's a huge component of like your shift in, even in your business, as you went from knowing a lot, like a PhD, right? Like, I know a lot, I serve a lot, but now the knowing, the like wokeness of having an encounter with Jesus changes everything that you think you know. It's like a deep sense of knowing. And we have guests on with us right now who are chatting live, talking about understanding and how do you actually learn to be fathered by God the Father. And another one who says that her mom was a nurse and gave a book and sent her to a doctor to learn about sex. Okay, noted. Wow. Parent note. Right? Parent note. I'm like, yes. That's a good one. Because honestly, even when I was in sex ed in fifth grade, which I found out that they're now teaching sex ed to like second graders, which is just
insane.
Right. Exposure. Talk about exposure. Right. I just think that the identity is really what we need to be speaking to, even beyond sex ed. Because if you know who you are and you know how honored you are and how beautiful you are and how impossibly pure you are, you would not even consider some of the alternatives that have been exposed to us in pop culture.
Okay, listen. I would take it all back, okay?
Yes, please. But it also makes us more empathetic. It makes me way more alert to what is happening, even in the conversations around social media and what my kids can and can't watch. If I didn't have the experiences that I had when it came to things like that, and it's not even just sex. I want people to know that it's like language. It's, you know, it's lack of Yeah, it's just constant. The music, the subculture things that seem normal, it's just not okay. And so I'm grateful for that empathetic lens, and I'm grateful for, I'll use the word again, wokeness. And I'm curious, when you shifted, how did it affect your like client experience or your business experience? How did you operate differently?
Oh my gosh. So are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
I was in the therapy room. So my PhD is in organizational leadership, and I was using that by working with organizations and helping to build strategic systems, doing implementation, doing all of those things. And I was still providing one-on-one therapy as a marriage and family therapist. When I changed, I moved outside of the therapy room. What I found was that I became so restricted by my license that I needed to move outside of that space for a while. And the Lord hasn't allowed me to go back yet. Now, I still have my therapy brain. It still shows up in everything I do. I always say I have my therapy brain, my spiritual brain, my organizational brain. They all come together to flourish. And so it's so interesting because I started to realize that I could not minister in the way that I desired, right? I could not, you know, pray in the way that I desired. I could not deliver in the way that I desired because I was restricted by a set of rules, right? That I had worked hard for, right? And I still love them, but I just had to move outside of that space. So my wokeness caused me to actually shift in career path, right? So I couldn't do as much one-on-one therapy anymore. And I moved more to, you know, that organizational space where I could still, you know, just kind of be myself. And I moved more into the coaching space.
Yeah, there completely.
Not too many regulations over there. Okay. No, no one can sue me.
Watch out. By the way, BTW, watch out. Because everyone wants to be a coach or is a coach now. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, but it's the knowing of where is that coaching come from, mm-hmm. and to have the background like you do and the Holy Spirit like you do. I mean, it breaks chains before someone walks into the room because the Holy Spirit is present, right? So you're come on in here. I got something for you.
Absolutely. When you fill out the form before you show up to a session with me, before you show up to the coaching program, I have already petitioned to heaven. I know what's going on with you. I know what we're going to target. The Lord has already spoken.
Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.